Good evening. My name is Royce Van Tassel. I'm the Executive Director of the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools. We're thrilled that all of you are able to be here. Given that Utah is in the process of changing the way they elect members of the State Board of Education, and looking at sort of the history of who has won and how things have turned out, one of the concerns that we had was that we wanted to avoid voters not knowing who the candidates for the State Board of Education are and what they're thinking. Certainly the discussion that we've seen in the governor's race this year has highlighted just how important public education is, and decisions that are really made by the State Board of Education are to the public. And so we pulled together a number of partners. You can see we have KSL News, News Radio, the Deseret News, Hinckley Institute of Politics, and the Sutherland Institute to put on a series of seven debates. That's one in each of the districts where we have a primary. We will do this again in the fall. That will be in all eight districts that are up for election this year. The eighth district doesn't have a primary. There's only two candidates there to start. So we have just been thrilled. This is the second of those seven debates. The first one was last night in St. George, and we had a great turnout and an excellent discussion, and we expect that we'll have that again today. I want to give special thanks to North Davis Preparatory Academy for letting us use their beautiful facility for tonight's debate. And then I want to give a special thanks to Ethan Millard with KSL News Radio. He took the night off. He's normally doing the Nightside Project right now. But when I first spoke with him, Ethan got really excited and said, this is a great project, and I can probably pull myself away from work and get permission to do that for a couple of these debates. And so he'll be hosting tonight's debate, as well as one in about a week and a half in District 11 on the, what is that, the 18th, I think? So we're just thrilled to have such great partners. We're thrilled that all of you are able to attend. We're going to begin this evening with Liz Roberts, who's an assistant principal at Clinton Elementary. She will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll turn it over to Ethan. Ethan can briefly explain the rules that we will use in this debate. Probably the most important rule is that Ethan is the moderator, and his word goes. Liz, thank you.
Please rise. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ethan Millard, and I want to thank you for coming out tonight. I want to thank this great school for hosting us and for each of these candidates for being here. I hope that you were able to meet the candidates, collect some of their literature in advance. There is one candidate that wasn't able to be here, but there was a table set up for her as well. And so make sure that you grab some of that literature before you leave. But I'd like to briefly introduce the candidates. Before I do, I'm going to mention just a couple of brief rules. This is going to be a very simple debate. We'll ask the same question of each candidate in turn, and we'll give each candidate 2 minutes for a response. There won't be any rebuttals. It's just the straight response. We'll offer each candidate 2 minutes of an introduction, and then, of course, 2 minutes at the very end. I have several questions that I'll be asking, and once we're through that portion, we're going to turn the time over to you and give you a chance to ask questions as well. Please make your question short. We'll review this again at the appropriate time. But as you're thinking up your question and maybe jotting it down a little bit, make it brief and make it something that we can ask all of the candidates. So with that said, I'd like to introduce the each candidate in turn, and then afterwards, let's give them all a round of applause. We have over here to my right, we have Elizabeth Carlin. Seated next to her is Brent Spate. We have Brad Acey, and we have the incumbent, Dave Thomas. Out of town today is Jennifer Graviette, who is the fifth candidate, but again, her literature is out here in the foyer. Now, as far as the time is concerned, Mr. Van Tassel has the clock. He has in his lap a stack of orange pages, and those are time cues. We ask that you very strictly keep the time so that we can move forward. As you can imagine, time is going to be important so we can get through these responses, make sure that we get as many audience questions as we possibly can. So we ask that you be good about watching those orange cards and wrapping up on time, because then I'd have to, if you're not wrapped up on time, then I'd have to interrupt you, and that's just awkward for everybody. So no one wants to have to do that. Okay, first we are going to allow each candidate to give 2 minutes to introduce themselves and tell us something of their education philosophy. Ahead of the event tonight, we had each candidate roll the dice, literally, and we're giving the first response to the high roller, Brad Acey. Brad?
Thank you. My name is Brad Acey. I'm a resident of Clinton, Utah. I've been working in the public school system for 24 years. Started off in the Davis County School District as a custodian and maintenance worker. Worked through my college years doing that, and then got my degree from Weber State University and started teaching in Ogden City School District. I taught art, also taught history, also ran a gifted and talented program. Finished another degree at Weber State University and got a Master's of Education in Curriculum and Instruction. Currently, I'm out of the classroom. I taught at Mount Fort Junior High in Ogden City District. Currently, I'm serving as the president for the American Federation of Teachers for Utah, and I've been in that capacity for 3 years. I do spend my time often at the state school board meetings, also at the legislature lobbying on behalf of public education, our teachers, and staff. Also represent higher ed and the professors and staff in higher ed as part of the American Federation of Teachers. Also collaborate with national leaders in education across the nation, especially right now, the big push is for the Every Student Succeeds Act, and I am the liaison for the state for our union as we are working towards implementing that and watching the school board and the legislature in that implementation. So glad to be a part of this, grateful to be running. Love education, that's been my passion. I've spent my career working for the students of Utah. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Acey. Dave Thomas.
My name is Dave Thomas. By trade, I'm an attorney. I'm an educational reformer. That's what I've been. I was that when I was in the state Senate. I've done that for the last 8 years on the State Board of Education. I believe everything can work better than what it does now, and I'm always looking for ways to improve. I believe in data-driven decision-making. That means I don't believe in the latest fad. I believe in things that actually work. So I'm not in favor of change for the sake of change. I want better improvement. I want college and career readiness for our children. Part of my reform efforts in spearheading that at the State Board of Education changed the way we do budgeting in public education. I stood up an internal audit division in order to look for waste, fraud, and abuse. That hadn't really been done in the public education system before. I was the chair of the Digital Teaching and Learning Task Force, and in that role, I was able to push forward